Saga Egmont presents Summer in a Bottle by Annie Raines, read by Kelly Burke. Chapter 1. Opinion: when your parents are having more fun than you, it's time to start rethinking your life. Delilah Dune, opinion writer. Lila Dune turned into her parents' driveway and parked, her gaze moving to the for sale sign on the front lawn. A mixture of emotions rose inside her as she stepped out of her car and headed toward her childhood home, which soon would belong to some other family. When her parents had broken the news that they were selling their house a couple of weeks before, Lila had been in the throes of two different deadlines. She hadn't had time to process what they were asking her to do. They were finally going to take the trip around the world that they'd been dreaming of forever, and they wanted to get started ASAP. "You work remotely, right?" her mom had asked. "That means you can work from anywhere?" "Mm-hmm." Lila had a copywriting job that was flexible about where and when she worked. She was also the featured writer for Delilah's Delusions, a nationally popular opinion column. In fact, she was kind of a household name, even though few knew Lila Dune was the brains behind the name. Combined, both jobs paid the bills, but they didn't feed her creativity, which lately seemed to be funneling out of her like sand into the lower portion of an hourglass. "I can work anywhere and anytime. Why do you ask?" "Well." Her mom fumbled over a few unintelligible sounds. "It's just, your father and I would like to leave for our trip a little earlier than planned. We were wondering..." There was another long silence on the other end of the line. Lila envisioned her mom wringing her hands the way she did when she got nervous. What was her mom anxious about? "Just spit it out, Mom." "Okay." Her mom sucked in an audible breath. "Your father and I were wondering, do you think you could stay at the house until it sells? There are still boxes that need to be donated, and we thought we'd let you pack up your old room. I didn't want to throw out anything that was special to you." Lila found that statement laughable. At one point in her life, she'd considered herself a sentimental person. Her parents used to teasingly call her a hoarder. Not anymore. Over the last decade, she'd focused on success, relishing her status as a well-known writer, even though she wasn't the best-selling author of novels that she'd once dreamed of being. "Me? You want me to stay at the house?" Lila had been stunned by her mother's request. First off, her parents never asked her for favors, ever. Her parents were working-class people who had penny-pinched and saved all of Lila's childhood just to ensure she was able to attend college the way they hadn't been. Unlike a lot of her friends, Lila hadn't taken out school loans and worked night shifts in order to pay tuition and rent, even though she'd offered to. In her parents' minds, they took care of her, not vice versa. That was still the case even now. Second, Lila's parents never trusted her for important things. Not since she'd clogged the bathroom sink with blue hair gel and flooded the hole downstairs when she was 18. Maybe the fact that they were making such a monumental request meant they now saw her, at 30 years of age, as a responsible adult. "If it's too much to ask, just say so," her mom went on. This was how her mom operated. On the rare occasion she did ask for a favor, her mother immediately started talking a person out of agreeing. "Your father and I can just wait until we find a buyer. It's not a big deal." "I'll do it," Lila said, not letting her mom walk back the request.